Hi, Pop and John. We're setting this up tonight for Tracy's TV show in the morning and checking everything out. So we'll see if it's recording all right on this speed, and if it is, well, we'll just record it in the morning when the show comes on.
Pop goes to school, and the jack-in-the-box jumps out of his house, and that means it's time for Romperoon School. This is Miss Jane saying hello to all the boys and girls here and to all of you friends at home. You know, since it's a Monday morning, we have three new friends for you to meet. And we'd like for our new friends to come up and stand by me now so that we could meet them. New friends, we have three new girls today. All right, you're a new friend, aren't you? And you two are new friends. That's right, come on up. Come on, Gretchen. Tracy, come on. This is your first day in Romperoon, isn't it? And we'd like for all the boys and girls to get a nice close look at you and to meet you. Let's start over here, first of all, with Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann, tell us how old you are.
4.
Ruth Ann is 4 years old. And we're so glad that you could come and play with us for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Would you like to wave to your friends at home? Look right up here. That's right, because I bet you've got lots of friends watching today, haven't you? We're going to have a lot of fun. You think they'll play along with us? Good, we hope so. Ruth Ann is sitting right over here next to me. And we'll let you go back to your seat, and now we'll introduce Tracy. This is Tracy. Tell the friends how old you are.
4.
She's 4 years old, and you're a good doobie, I hear. Is that right? What's your favorite Romperoon game?
Punchball.
Punchball. Oh, that is a lot of fun, isn't it? I hope we'll get to play it while you're here. I believe we will, because you'll be here for 2 whole weeks, won't you?
Uh-huh.
Good. All right, Tracy is playing right over there at the end of the table with the easy to draw, so we'll let you go back, and we'll introduce our last new friend, Gretchen.
Gretchen's what?
What?
Mom, it's not going to be long until I go to school. The last day I'm going to be here, well, it's going to be my birthday.
It'll be your birthday, and you'll be fine.
So I got some paper, some school paper, and I practice on it. It has lots of papers.
Well, good. Well, that's nice to be practicing your printing and your drawing. Good. 5-year-olds can really practice, can't they? Let's introduce Gretchen now. Gretchen, come up. This is our other new friend. That's right. Can you step over those romper stompers? Now, would you tell our friends at home how old you are, Gretchen?
4.
Gretchen is also 4 years old. You know, we have lots of friends at home that are 4 years old, Gretchen. Just your size, too. Would you like to wave to them? Look right out here and give them a great big smile and a wave. Can you do that? Look in the camera. See the camera? Can you wave? Do you have some friends at home that are watching in your neighborhood that you play with? I'll bet you do. Lots of friends, don't you? And they'll get to see you have so much fun here in Romperoon. Gretchen, do you know what we do the very first thing in Romperoon? What do we always do? We have the pledge to the flag, don't we? Would you like to hold our flag this morning? Look right over there on the shelf. You see the flag? Could you get it? All right, we're going to let Gretchen hold the flag, and the rest of us will stand up and help get ready for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And friends at home, you join us. Oh, well, I'll show you your right hand when we get over here. Let's push our chairs up under our table. That's right. Tracy, do you see what we do? We push our chair up. Can you push yours up? Good. All right, and here's Ruth Ann. Now, this is your right hand, right here. That's right. We stand back about here. And here's Michelle. Good. That's your right hand. It surely is. Let's see, Ruth Ann, it's this one. Now, Gretchen's going to hold the flag while we face her, look at the flag, and say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Gretchen. We'll let you put the flag away now, and we're going to play a game. Come on over into our play area. That's right. Let's see. I think Mickey's caught on. There he comes. I think I'll take Mickey off because this is a singing game, and we're going to have to move around and skip around and play
go round and round the valley. Have you ever played this game?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's make a circle to begin. Susie, I'll hold your hand, all right, and Gretchen. Max holds Susie's hand, and Michelle's. Now, Ruthanne, step back a little bit. Let's get right out here. Now, that's a pretty good circle. We don't want to get too close to the desk because we're going to skip around the first verse. It goes like this, friends at home. Go round and round the valley. Go round and round the valley. Go round and round the valley as you have done before. Then we say go in and out the windows. You remember that? We need, one person to go in and out the windows. I think that would be the easiest. Who would like to go in and out the windows? All right. We'll let you, Max, hold hands with Ruthanne. That's right. And you get on the outside of the circle, Michelle. That's right. Now, she's going to skip around our circle while we sing. We'll let you skip to the first verse. Then we'll let you go in and out the windows. Do you know how to go in and out? You'd go in here and then out, and then you'd come in and out, in and out. Every Monday morning. Do you know who I'm talking about? Right. It's Mr. Doobie, and here he is once again to tell you something. So if everyone would turn around this way and pay close attention to Mr. Doobie for just 1 minute, please. This morning, he's telling us, do be a drawer neat. Don't be a drawer messy. You know, in your bedroom, I bet you've got a nice chest of drawers, or you might have a big dresser with lots of drawers in that dresser. Do you have that at your house? I'll bet lots of you do, where you keep your clothes and maybe your hair ribbons, girls, and your socks. Do you have drawers like that? Well, you know what Mr. Doobie wants you to remember to be? A drawer neat. If you're very neat, do you know what that means? It means that you keep everything right in its place, and that when you open a drawer of your dresser, and if I were to and look in, I would see everything nice and neat. I wouldn't see a messy drawer with everything jumbled up so that you couldn't find two socks that matched each other. Or maybe you couldn't find the hair ribbon that goes with your green dress. Or boys might not find two yellow socks. So that's what it means to be a drawer neat, to keep everything in its place and to remember to put everything back into its place. Don't be a drawer messy. That's someone who just throws things in his chest of drawers, and he doesn't remember where or which drawer the socks go in, or which drawer he keeps his books in, maybe in his pencils and crayons. And so he has a big mess with everything jumbled up, and when you go to look for something, you can't find it. What? Sometimes two-year-olds will scribble. And you know what we have to do?
Yeah,
no.
That's right.
And when I say
killing, you scribble.
Well, two-year-olds do scribble. You just make sure that they scribble on paper. That's where they're supposed to scribble, isn't it? And not on walls or furniture. All right, let's all say this so that we can remember it about our drawers, because you're big enough to keep everything nice and neat. Do be a drawer neat. Don't be a...